Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, this is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly today, filling in for Joe Giglio.
It is definitely a catchy theme.
Thank you, Hugh. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I've really come around on this song. I enjoy it. And thank you again to Sean in Newark, who made it for me. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Phillies beat up on the Braves 19-4 last night. Kyle Schwarber, 4 home runs. And what a night for Kyle Schwarber, because he was scheduled after the game to do a 2-hour shoot with Abbott Elementary for their show. The people from that TV show were there.
Yeah, Quinta Brunson, and she's from here.
Yeah,
she's
and they were filming a scene with Kyle Schwarber last night.
After the game. Oh, that's pretty cool. So I guess they took the school kids to the game, I guess. I'm assuming that's the premise of the episode.
I would assume so, yeah. But I think they got to start doing this every night now.
The Abbott Elementary thingy?
Yeah. If Kyle Schwarber's going to hit 4 home runs every night, they're going to film a scene with him. That sounds pretty good, but an amazing night from Kyle Schwarber. And want to know, after that game, after you know what the Phillies were able to do last night, do you feel like we overreacted a little bit to the Mets series?
No.
You say no, Hugh. I think we did a little bit. I think it was an ugly series. And because it was the Mets, it's worse, right? Not just because we hate that team, but because what happened in the postseason last year and the Phillies, they need to figure this thing out against the Mets. 4 games here next week. That is going to be a big moment for them to try to overcome it. But, man, this is still a really good team, and I think we need to keep that in perspective.
I think nobody thinks that this is a bad squad, but the reality of the situation is you had an opportunity to send the Mets packing or put them in a worse spot than they were already in. You breathe life into them. And here's the thing, TK. If the Mets do see you in the playoffs, regardless of what happens in the last 4 games, they feel real good about beating you regardless to where it's at.
Absolutely.
They feel really good about that. And for whatever reason, if I'm a fan, I'm concerned about how the Phillies are going to respond to that. Because like I tried to tell the guy yesterday that was talking about the Seattle series, what have they done against the Mets that makes you comfortable thinking that when the playoffs start, that they're going to flip a switch and change everything?
Well, not much. Certainly not there. Like, here, the Phillies won that series at Citizens Bank Park, 2-1 earlier this year. I think it was, like, mid to late June when the Phillies won that series. But, yeah, they got to figure it out against the Mets for sure. But every time they've been knocked down, they have gotten back up this year. And I think something is to be said for that.
I mean, there is. But that's your nemesis right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the team that, when you went to London to play them, Your 2 seasons went in 2 different directions. And that's the team that, when it came to the postseason, knocked you all around the ballpark. That's the problem that I have with it. Now, you got another shot at this. You got 4 more games against them. You have to exercise those demons, TK, before I would feel good about how far this team could go, because that's their biggest obstacle, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that 4-game series against the Mets is going to be huge, no question about it. But a good start last night. Kyle Schwarber, 4 home runs, and the Phillies win 19-4. 215-592-9494. In a few minutes, we will get to what Kyle Schwarber had to say after the game. Also, what Rob Thompson had to say after the game about maybe one of our coworkers. We might be looking at him right now. We'll get to that in a few minutes. First, let's go to the phones. Go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
So, you know, I kind of agree with you. You need to be able to beat that Mets team. Now, did we overreact in the grand scheme of things? Probably a little bit too much. But they played like crap against a team that maybe they may be playing in October. And you got to be able to beat them. We had a chance to put them basically out of their misery, and we didn't do it. So, I don't know. It was a bad series, and they deserve to be criticized for that series.
Oh, Jeff, I think the let me be clear here. I mean, I think the criticism is fair. Like, it's fair to criticize, but I do think, like, there were some kind of, like, grand pronouncements, grand conclusions about this team. Like, oh, they're losers. Oh, they stink. I mean, oh, they rolled over. And I don't think that's true.
That's what baseball fans do, though.
It is, but.
That's what they do.
No. But I guess what I'm saying is when you get a chance to put a team down like that, and now they're in your head, or they're in your head because you can't beat them in New York. If it was any other team, I don't think there would have been any big deal. Like if it was, pick another team, the Twins, or some other team in the same spot, I don't think it would have been that big of a deal. But it's the Mets, and it's because we're going to end up possibly playing them in the playoffs that this was a big deal.
Yeah, and it's because of what happened in the playoffs last year too, Jeff. I think that's it more than anything. Like, obviously, if they had gone 0-6 against the Mets in any situation at Citi Field, that would have been an issue. But it's really more than anything because of what happened in the playoffs last year.
Yeah. Hey, Hugh, take it easy on Gio, man. Don't beat him up.
Oh, no, man. No, it's not like that.
I know. I'm actually looking forward to that, man. That's going to be kind of cool.
That's going to be awesome, Jeff, and I appreciate the call.
Well, Hugh's the one that should be.
People are excited about that, Hugh. This is huge news.
Why should I be nervous?
Well, we know what happened last time.
See, I think Kyle feeling some kind of way about Topper calling. But I didn't call y'all last night, Topper. Kyle, for that bad take that you had about going to the ballpark.
I mean, it was a great take.
Well, just
that's the epitome of the fan right there, overreacting to everything. That's Kyle right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an overreaction. Topper was talking about you.
Good.
Even though he didn't say your name, he was talking about you.
I mean, have you ever heard of a word called motivation?
Yeah, Kyle's a motivator. Kyle's a great motivator.
I like how. I'm pretty sure when he heard it, Kyle probably said, "That's good for him. I got him those 19 runs."
It's good to see that Philadelphians are finally getting their reputation back.
Well, right. Well, let's get
to standards.
Schwarber hits the four home runs last night. We'll get to Topper in 1 second, but first, here was Schwarber on how special that was, and bouncing back after that series against the Mets.
I think great night all around. Knowles goes out there and. For him to have that, first inning, and then he goes out there and he throws up a bunch of zeros right after that. And after, we responded and felt like we kept the at-bats going the whole night. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool to go out there and do that. You get the opportunity for a fifth one, and I stink against a position player, but yeah, I mean, it was a fun night. Great atmosphere. Wouldn't want to do it with a better group of guys that we have here, but it was just a really good night, especially a big bounce back for us after the series, and we got another game tomorrow.
And it was big, and that the frustrating part was, man, he came to the plate for that fifth bat. It felt like he was going to hit another one. You had a position player on the mound, and man, he just got under it. Almost at five.
You know what's funny? How mad there's somebody out there right now that's mad that he didn't hit the fifth one.
Well, is it Kyle? Probably is.
Well,
Kyle's probably screaming at home.
We should not hit a fifth home run.
Yeah, boo Schwarber for not hitting five.
JT did. Hey,
he's telling me came up short.
But speaking of which, this was amazing because I'm listening to Rob Thompson's presser last night, and I couldn't help but let out a loud chuckle when Rob Thompson said this about Kyle Schwarber in his night.
Yeah, again, a huge character win. You get down three and. I know, the radio stations were wanting the fans to boo us and all that stuff, but that's all right, but we came back, scored five, and then just chipped away and just kept going, so added on. And so, yeah, really big win.
Rob Thompson coming straight after Kyle Quinn. Let's make it clear here. This wasn't the radio station demanding the team be booed. It was Kyle demanding the team be booed.
Hey, if I have anything
to say. I represent the radio station.
If I have anything to say to Topper. Hey, Topper, put somebody's name on it, man. If you're going to put it all out there like that. Just go ahead and say his name.
It would have been amazing if he's just like, oh, yeah, that guy, like, Kyle Quinn today.
It would have been better if he'd have said that idiot Kyle Quinn.
Well, allow me to just say, hello,
that
Rob.
That loud mouth.
Appreciate you listening.
He's telling that coolest, that coolest guy over there at the radio station.
We're here. We're not going anywhere. Holding you accountable.
That was incredible.
Spewing all that negativity.
Yeah, come on, Kyle. Yeah, do you think
grow up, Kyle? We've had it up to here, Kyle.
This is a legitimate question because, hey, I mean, Rob Thompson was obviously aware of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe that means the team was aware of it.
Of course they are.
Is Kyle partially responsible for Kyle Schwarber's four home run night last?
I mean, I might have turned this Philly season around.
Are you going to be like? It would be great if Major League.
You talk about that's classic spin, right?
Oh, I'm getting a documentary.
You guys have seen Major League, right? Have you seen Major League, Kyle?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, then this joke would
land. You've never seen Major League,
but you've seen it, Hugh.
Mm.
Okay. Well, forget about
the hell
it.
What was
then,
that?
Guys.
Then?
I didn't know he was going to ask me. Yeah. I was going to shame you.
The way you said it made it seem to me like you saw it.
No, listen. I was about to shame you because you didn't see it, but then he asked me that I see it, and I was like, "Nah, I don't think I saw it either."
Well, anyway, they hate the owner of the team, and they have this thing in the clubhouse where I don't know. It's hard to explain with the owner, and they use her as motivation to kind of go on and win the division. Maybe that's what the Phillies are going to do with Kyle. Maybe they're going to have a picture of Kyle in the clubhouse, and they'll just like throw a dart at him.
Who is her?
The owner of the team.
Oh, his
in Major League.
Oh, he's a lady.
Yes, and they had her in clothing, and they'd like strip off a piece of the clothing every time they won a game. But with Kyle, maybe they'd throw something at his head.
Wait a minute, was she naked underneath?
It was a picture.
Did you just ask if she was naked underneath her clothes?
This would work a lot better if you guys have seen the movie.
He said they take off a piece of her clothing.
But no, it's like a picture of her, and they have Velcro clothing. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's not good that you guys haven't seen
it. That's a bad analogy.
It would be a fine analogy. Somebody on the lines back me up here. No. It wasn't that bad of an analogy.
Just for clarity, Hugh, people underneath their clothing are naked. Always naked.
Naked under their clothes, I do know that. Kyle, I've had it up to here. I've had it up to here with you today, Kyle.
Unk's upset early on in the show today. 215-592.
I've had it up to here.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like that a little bit.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Lutron, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, man?
I know y'all feel a little bit better, man. Man, I just want to say, man, like, I ain't gonna front, man. Be some days you really keep it real, you know. But I'm gonna agree with Kyle, man. And my thing is, it was a great win, you know. Made the fans happy, for Sherbert. You know what I'm saying?
He had a
great game. But listen, I'm not gonna be satisfied until we put the nail in these Mets, man. Like, I mean, for real, man. Because like, them keep beating us and like, they losing to these other teams, and they can't wait to get to us. It's like they're really focusing their season on when they play us, because they just, you know, they boozing out also against other teams. But you know, what I'm happy is that the guys and the Phillies are listening to this radio station, right? So if y'all listening, put Kepler in front of Castellanos. He should have had a piece of that game yesterday also, man. Y'all sitting him, and then y'all wondering why he's having a bad season. He got to play him, man, because guess what? He's going to be a part of the reason why we go to the World Series and wind up winning it.
Well,
listen, man, get off that high horse, whatever words y'all had against each other. Get off of it. We got a World Series to win, man. We need everybody focused. We need everybody pulling together. And guess what? That win, all right, that's a win against a struggling team. Now, you face a team next week that keep beating us. So now I want you to take that same energy and beat these guys. And when I say beat them, I mean beat them. You know what I'm saying? But and the last thing I want to say, even with the Phillies, man, I like the double steals. I like them taking the gambles. You know what I'm saying? And I, like I said, man, in the season, I'm going to say it again. It's the last time I'm going to say it. We can't rely on the pitching. The bats is going to have to win it all.
Well, yeah.
Well, and y'all showed y'all can do it. So continue to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be about the bats, Will, and I appreciate the call. And I'll say this about the Kepler thing. And I was on the side earlier this year of, you know, DFA Kepler. I mean, what does this guy give you? But to their credit, I mean, they have stuck with him. And now, I mean, you do need to consider making this more of a strict platoon situation in right field because, I mean, Castellanos, it's just, for whatever reason, it's not clicking this year. And Kepler's just crushing right-handed pitching right now. Another homer last night for him.
Yeah, man, and it's looking like if what you're doing, the method to your madness is working. You gotta stick with that, and you gotta put these guys in the best possible position they can to be successful. Because we're getting down the stretch now. We got, like you say, you got to see the Mets again. You got Miami coming into town. No, we're going to Miami.
Yep.
So yeah, you gotta try to lock in as much as you possibly can to get the best version of this team you need to make it to the play. To the World Series.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I think Rob Thompson has done a fantastic job in managing that outfield. Like, it feels like every button he pushes seems to be the right one, whether it's, you know, Kepler, Marsh, Bader, Castellanos. And Castellanos sat again last night, which is becoming more frequent and interesting to see how that situation is playing out. Let's go to Joel in South Carolina. What's up, Joel?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Joel?
Come on. First off, I think we did overreact. I mean, did overreact because, like you said, we could beat all these other teams, but the problem is the Mets. We just can't beat them.
Yeah, and but Joel, you can also look at it the other way, too, where, okay, the Mets can beat the Phillies, but the Mets can't beat anybody else. I mean, they lost the Marlins last night.
Yeah, I love that. I was laughing. But, yeah, so I think we overreacted. I mean, didn't. I'm sorry. But, Hugh, I had a question for you.
What you got, man?
I didn't realize this until I was doing research last night. You played with the Eagles in 98 and 99.
Mm-hmm.
Did you face my uncle, Gary Brown? He played for the Giants. He was a running back.
Gary Brown? I don't remember the name. But more than likely, if he was on the team, yeah. If he was on the team, if I was here, yeah.
Yeah, because he played for Penn State and then got drafted to Houston Oilers and then went to the Giants and then – I think he was a running back coach for the Browns and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was wondering if you had played against him or if you knew him.
I don't know him, but I'm more than likely if he was there, I played against him.
Thanks for the call, Joel. Appreciate the show. So, played against the guy's uncle. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure you played against a ton,
ton
of players. Penn State, he said.
Yeah, he had a jerry curl. I'm looking at his picture now.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the face, but I'm pretty sure I played against
him. You probably lit him up.
I had a jerry curl, too, though, back
then. You did? I remember that.
Jerry.
I gave you a photo before that my old mailman gave me. It was a Fear the Fro picture.
Well, that was Afro. No, I'm talking about actual jerry curl. A jerry curl.
Like
drip, drip.
The Charlie drip. Murphy one?
Yes.
Okay.
I had one of those when I was growing up. Had a jerry curl.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Not really.
No.
Not when you think back on it. That was a bad time. A jerry curl back in the day was I would say, comparable to a mullet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was comparable to a mullet. Shags and mullets were about and jerry curls were about on the same level.
You know you used to have a mullet who works here?
Who?
Al.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do, yeah. Al used to be kind of D's too. Al was on
really,
yeah. Al was on the I was on that juice. He was on that clean and clear.
Oh, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying. Al was jacked at any point.
Al was a little buff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know he's obviously a big time hockey player, so that makes some sense. But you want to get on the Phils 215-592-9494. We overreact to the series against the Mets, but right now it is a Friday, so that means it's a tri-day.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so tri-day today. Now, unfortunately, we have Kyle back, so any ferry-related material filtered out of the show today.
Hold on.
No,
unfortunately, we have Kyle back.
Okay.
Well, can I just remind you, you're the one filling in on the show today.
Yes. But, I mean, Hugh knew. I was speaking
Kyle's
for
added
Hugh
up
there.
Here.
Because
he's added up here.
Finally, order is restored.
Well, Kyle, you know Hugh loves you. But Hugh was happy to get all his furry material out last Friday.
Shout out to all the furries out there that went back to their regular jobs and had to take their costumes off and, you know. integrate back into society.
I was in the car that day. I heard the beginning of the show, and Hugh immediately starts the furry thing. And I'm like, dude, enough.
It was great.
He's trying to police from Hugh, wherever he's going.
Your social media last Friday night. I was more dialed into that one than I was the Eagles game. I'll tell you what.
A ball. It was fun, man. It was just, it's something to be said about people living their truths and doing what they like to do, and everybody's, you know, being all inclusive. That was pretty cool.
The selfies were just hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Incredible. But our Tri-Day today, since it is Labor Day weekend, maybe the biggest barbecue weekend of the year. I'd say between Labor Day, July 4th, Memorial Day. But what's a good thing? What do you need to bring to a barbecue? That's what we're doing for Tri-Day Friday today.
What would I bring?
What would you bring to a barbecue?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Napkins.
Napkins? Ooh, that's a good one.
No, dude, that's the big. That's not surprising one bit. No,
it's very.
That's such a cop out.
It's very on brand.
It's very old man.
Oh, but no, but yeah. Listen, if I'm not
it's
bringing
old lady-ish,
napkins,
let's be honest.
If I'm not bringing napkins, I'll probably bring a nice bottle of liquor. Well, let me pull that back. Not that nice of a bottle of liquor.
Okay.
I'm going to bring a bottle. But I'm not bringing a real nice bottle.
The only part he rescinded was the nice bottle.
No, because listen, man.
Keeping the nice bottles for himself.
No, because, and I know I'm not the only person that noticed this. Like, say if you have a party at your house, everybody always wants to drink the liquor that they never drink. They want to drink the top shelf stuff. And they want to drink all of the top shelf stuff.
You know what? It's a good point because my answer was going to be a case of beer. And that's this the thing. Like, I would buy, a case of beer I typically wouldn't drink at home mm-hmm. to a party. But if I'm drinking a case of, if I'm drinking beer at home, I'm going a little higher scale.
Yeah. In my liquor, on my liquor cabinet, you know, I have like high end liquor, like some nice bottles that even I haven't tasted, right? Because I'm just waiting, you know, like special occasion. And as soon as somebody comes up, hey, man, what's up with that? Can we drink? No, we ain't drinking that. We drinking this. You know, because that's what people, they want to drink your good stuff. So I would bring a bottle. Like, say, if I was going to a cookout, I'd probably bring a bottle of E&J.
What's E&J?
You ain't never heard of E&J?
No. What is it?
It's a whiskey.
Okay.
It's a brandy whiskey. One of the two.
Okay.
But it's I don't really drink E&J.
Okay.
But I would bring that to the party.
There you go. So our Tri-Day Friday today, what would you bring to a barbecue? Winning answer, win a pair of tickets to see the Delaware State Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 30th. This is going to be awesome. Eagles legends DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick return to the Link to face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. And Hugh, I know you were at the Delaware State last night.
Yeah, it was.
Close game. Good effort from Delaware State last night.
There was a lot of missed opportunities. And by the way, E&J is a brandy.
Okay.
There was a lot of missed opportunities by DeSean Jackson's team, man. The defense, I think, played pretty well. The quarterback for Delaware, he got knocked out kind of early. But they had a receiver down there. I think his last name is Duplessis. Man, he made one catch on the sideline, man. That one-handed catch that put them back in the game and got things going for them. It was a really good game last night. We were on the sideline, me and my son. I can't remember any other time that I screamed as loud as I did at a football game. And that's even Eagles games because I was so into that game. I'm a big rooter for the underdog, and it was obvious that going into that game that Delaware State was the underdog. They covered the point spread. That's a win in my opinion because the point spread was like 30, 31 points or something crazy like that. So, yeah, they covered the point spread.
Yeah, and it was a tight game. So, Delaware State, Norfolk State, Michael Vick versus DeSean Jackson October 30th. You can win tickets to that if you give the best answer for our Friday Tri-Day. We'll get your answers on Tri-Day in the next segment. Also, take your calls on the Phillies now after last night. An awesome night, but did it help you get over the Mets series? 215-592-9494. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.